That music means it is time once again for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. We check in with our friends and neighbors just across the county line to catch up on some of the latest news in Chatham each week. And at the moment, I am joined in the studio by Randy Voller, the publisher of the Chatham County Line and former Pittsburgh mayor, also show host of On the Porch here on 97.9 The Hill. Happy Wednesday, Randy. How are you?
It's great to be here on a hot Wednesday.
Yes, nice to be inside, and we've got pretty good air conditioning. I hate to brag for folks who are out there maybe in their cars, but we do a pretty good job of staying cool here at the station.
You know what's not cool?
What's not cool?
The real estate market is pretty hot in Chatham right now.
Yeah, no kidding. That's been the case for, it feels like, years at this point.
It's pretty much a result of, you know, Wolf Speed and VinFast and other pressures in the state, but right now one of the hottest areas in the county is right around Pittsburgh. Of course, you've got Chatham Park there driving it. Last time I was on the show, I was talking about the push of the market in Chatham toward product above $750,000, which addresses kind of the affordability issue, right? You need to have things below $250,000 really to be affordable. But over 52% of our market is still, and it's growing, above $750,000. In fact, we're getting a growing chunk of the market above $1 million. And as I said last time when I first got here about 32 years ago, if someone told me that Chatham County was tilting toward million-dollar properties, I would have said I have some swampland for sale for you in Florida, but it's certainly changed.
Yes, and I imagine a lot of that is attributed to kind of the growth, people moving a little bit south from Orange County, moving from Wake County and Durham, and not necessarily growth outward. But now we are seeing that based on all of the jobs that are coming in and with Chatham Park beginning to come online.
One of the interesting things that we are seeing are that age group that everyone tries to target, which is now Gen Z and millennials, age 25 to 44. And you're saluting me because that's your age group. If you actually look at the counties in the state that have the hotter real estate markets, it's all areas that have a net influx of 25 to 44-year-olds. You know, specifically Wake, Durham, Orange, Chatham, obviously Mecklenburg, Buncombe, you know, New Hanover, places like that. Those are the areas that young people are moving to. And of course, they're finding that there's just not a supply of housing.
Yeah, and that's certainly the case in Orange County as well. When we talk with all of our elected officials in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, housing is kind of top of the mind right now, especially as we are into a local election cycle. It is going to be the top issue, hands down, in Chapel Hill and Carrboro that I think many voters are going to be thinking of, and certainly what many candidates will be running on this year.
So the data that I bring in comes from the National Association of Realtors, and I'm a board member with Orange Chatham Association of Realtors and work on the Governing Affairs Committee. I brought a special guest with us, John Foley, who's also on Governing Affairs Committee, and he joined me with our president, Rachel Elliott, another board member, Jan Nichols, to visit with congressional member Valerie Fushi, where we were actually looking at her district. So what we've been doing is sharing these reports from federal to state to county so that elected officials could see what's going on in their district. And since we had that visit, Mr. Foley's decided to file to run for town board in Pittsburgh, and he's here with us in the studio today.
Hi, Randy. I'm very happy to be here and sharing some very vital information to Congresswoman Fushi. It was a stimulating conversation we had, and I think all parties learned a lot.
Well, I got to know John many years ago when actually his wife was on the town board with me, and we ran together when I was mayor, and John picked up the mantle on this issue. He actually was the chair of the Chatham County Affordable Housing Task Force, so he has a lot more knowledge about this than I do.
Sure. So, John, when you look at these numbers, and again, this is not a new trend locally, and it's maybe not specific to Chatham, but Chatham is in this unique position in that it's just such a different county makeup compared to where we're seeing these housing issues in Orange, Durham, and Wake. So when you look at this data, what jumps out?
What jumps out is growth. And the growth is, like Randy and you both have described, it's over $550,000 for a single-family home. The AMI, the new AMI that just came out in April for the state of, for the county, is over $100,000 now per family income household. So there is a challenge for those folks that have a less income than that to find a place to stay. And I've been working diligently for the past 8 years on the Affordable Housing Advisory Task Force for Chatham County. And we've had our successes. We've got this wonderful new rehabbed old schoolhouse in Silas City that is now home to 76 apartments. In Pittsburgh, we have the Retreat, 76 two-bedroom apartments. So we've made steps, but we are so far, far, far behind.
And is this housing issue what kind of pushed you? I mean, again, it's been kind of slow developing. Is it what pushed you over the edge to want to run for the town board? Or was there I don't know if there was an inciting moment or anything like that, but what was your inspiration to run?
I think it was my family, my wife specifically. I know that the issues of Pittsburgh are our own issues. We own them. And anything I can do, I will, to help the town move forward.
Makes sense. Once again, we're speaking with John Foley and Randy Voller here on the Chatham County Roundup. And continuing this, obviously, housing is the major issue and something that we talk very often with Randy on here. What are some of the other priorities when it comes to running the town board in your mind that Pittsburgh is facing?
The first time I came to Pittsburgh, I didn't know a soul here. I was playing baseball, a senior league baseball. And one of the teams that we were playing was in Pittsburgh, Northwood High School. And it was a beautiful summer day, a little bit on the hot side, probably around 91 degrees, kind of hot and muggy. And coming from Raleigh, I drove over the Jordan Lake. I thought, oh my God, Jordan Lake is incredibly beautiful. Went up the hill and down the hill, and there over the Haw River is this town of Pittsburgh. And I immediately fell in love. Fast forward 2 years later, found the love of my life, Bet Wilson Foley, and she was running for town board soon after we met. As a matter of fact, a funny thing, the first person I met in Pittsburgh walking around the town with my future wife was Randy Voller, and at the time he was the mayor. and she said, Randy said, hey, Bet, how you doing? And I thought to myself, gosh, she knows the mayor. Wow, she must be something.
Well, she has been something, that's for darn sure.
That's the magic of the small town, 100%.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, on a general, I haven't really answered your question, but generally speaking, what I want to see is what I saw the first time when I saw Pittsburgh, a town that is genuinely small, sincere, welcoming of strangers, but vital and dynamic. And my job is, if elected, would be to control, or to not to control, but to guide the town towards affluence and amenability.
Understood. So one more question for you before we turn back to Randy. What policy, and turning back to housing as well, what policy goals do you have specifically around housing? I mean, you talk about that mix of affluence and affordability, but is there anything specific that you would want to try and enact?
Specifically, generalizations when you're running is what you talk about.
Of course.
But what I specifically like to see is the town and the county communicate effectively. Working with the town, with the county, I've already worked with them through the Affordable Housing Advisory Committee. So I think playing with the commissioners and the county commissioners and the town commissioners would be beneficial for both parties.
Turning back to you, Randy, anything else from this most recent housing report that you want to flag for listeners, or how much do you think housing is going to contribute to the local races in Pittsburgh this fall?
I think housing is going to continue to be an issue, especially when you have national policies like student debt being back, out there now. When you have that debt on your credit report, it becomes more difficult to be able to afford a house. A simple rule of thumb is if you have a $100,000 household income, you could afford 2.5 to 3 times that as a loan. Of course, as rates are going up, that affects that. So you'd be getting loans at 250 to 300. And when I'm telling you that the availability of product is tilting now 52 to 54% above 750, that is pricing your generation out. And what that's going to create is frustration. It's going to create a lack of diversity in terms of socioeconomic, you know, let alone gender and race, right? You're going to drive people further out to have to come to jobs. And this is not really the type of community that I grew up in and the type of community that we want. We really want everyone there in the community contributing. And the only way to do it is to actually figure out how to address this housing issue with policies that are going to effectively get product built on the ground. Now, whether it's coming out of regulations or new laws out of Raleigh, I've mentioned before there was a Senate bill that was filed for workforce housing, or whether it's a public-private partnership or working with nonprofits in the town or county, there has to be a commitment that is also connected to follow through.
Yeah, just to add on to that, density is the key for Pittsburgh. That is not high rises, but intelligent design so that we can take advantage of vacant lots in Pittsburgh that we can put housing on. So what would be needed would be cooperation between the county or the town to get the lots for those lots. So density is very important to that, and it just makes the whole place greener.
So I'd like to answer one thing I'll say. You might ask, was I surprised that John wanted to do this? Because not everyone wants to be a local official. Sometimes
right.
It's a thankless job. If you go back to the archives for my show On the Porch, the very first interview I did was with John, and it's because he has a unique story, which is that John was a medical professional and got to know a lot of our community in Orange and Chatham at the dialysis clinic, actually serving patients. And in doing so, in fact, he even worked in Durham as well, he actually donated a kidney to one of his patients. And I had never heard of something like that before. I mean, usually I hear people giving it to their brother or sister or a relative, a cousin. And I said to John when he first asked me about running, I said, any man or woman who's willing to give of themselves to that level is somebody that would be well served to be in public office, because if you're willing to give of yourself and sublimate to the community, you can address these kind of issues in the now.
Yeah.
You know, and his story to me was amazing, which is why I made it episode number one. Now, when I listen to that episode, I might be embarrassed because I probably wasn't as good at episode number one. I've gotten pretty good after 50 plus episodes.
Neither was I.
His story is compelling.
Well, I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about your story as the local election cycle continues. Thanks to John Foley for stopping by and for Randy Voller for bringing him in. Another fantastic edition of the Chatham County Roundup.
It's always great to be here, Brighton. Thanks for hosting the show.
Thank you, Pittsburgh. Please vote for John Foley.